This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a man shot dead at Cleverdale Blackrock, while another is injured in a separate shooting at Kendall Hill Christ Church. Police identify the victim in a fatal car collision at 6 Road, St. Philip. Political scientist George Bell terms the Yearwood ouster as a successful DLP palace coup. And DLP political leader Ralph Thorne urged to bring the disaffected members back into the fold. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A man has been shot dead at Black Rock St. Michael, homicide number 32 for the year so far in Barbados. A statement from the Barbados Police Service says around 9:15 last night, personnel from the Black Rock Police Station responded to Murrayland Black Rock St. Michael, the location of a reported shooting which left one man dead at the scene. Police investigations have revealed that a group of men was sitting in and around the gallery of a house when two masked assailants walked up to them and started shooting. The men scampered away. After the melee, one man was discovered motionless on the ground. He had what appeared to be gunshot injuries. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene by a medical doctor. The deceased has been identified as 35-year-old Kyle Haynes of Dearsland, Black Rock, St. Michael. A man has been injured in a shooting at Kendall Hill Christ Church. Police and ambulance service personnel responded to the scene of the shooting that occurred just before 8 p.m. One man was shot in the arm. Starcom Network News understands a car drove into a track near a supermarket in the area, and two men got out of the vehicle and shot at people who were sitting there, hitting a man. The victim was treated by ambulance personnel and then transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. A woman who was at work close by when the shooting occurred spoke to Starcom Network News.
I just saw the customers and staff running, coming up from the exit, and that was just it. The lady was like, they're just shooting outside, someone is outside shooting. They didn't see anyone. Don't normally hear anything inside. So it was the customers that was outside that really alerted everyone about what's going on outside.
She voiced concern about the continuing gun violence, calling it madness.
I saw shaking up, like, this is my biggest fear, that something like this comes so close. So, like, I just can't wait till I get more to really come down from the emotions that's going on right now. This is, like, complete madness. Like, we were so open. There was a lot of customers still outside and inside the store. And, like, for these to be happening often and so frequent, it just total madness. I mean, they could really stop. I mean, we were talking and saying how it's like getting really out of control, and like, why is it going on for so long? Why they keep constantly doing this all the time and in populated areas and where people are? Like, it's just so unacceptable.
Bystander at the scene of last night's Kendall Hill shooting. Police have identified the victim involved in a fatal car accident that occurred yesterday at 6 Road, St. Philip. He is 48-year-old Andre Scott of number 58 Snapper Drive, Dolphin Park, Christ Church. Scott died in a single-vehicle collision yesterday when his car went out of control, hit a sidewalk, and overturned. Starcom Network News understands Scott and a front seat passenger were in the vehicle when it veered off the road and crashed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The front seat passenger was treated at the scene and discharged by personnel of the ambulance service. The Democratic Labour Party's Commission on Crime is making progress as it seeks to address the uptrend in homicides. This was revealed by opposition leader Ralph Thorne during his speech at the DLP's annual conference over the weekend. He stated that a preliminary report had already been submitted by the commission, led by attorney at law and criminologist Verla De Pisa. He added that similarly, the party is working on a commission on education reform.
We are making serious preparations to humbly occupy the offices of government. We consider it our urgent business to understand the crisis of crime that now cripples our country. Under the chairmanship of the able lawyer and criminologist, Ms. Verla De Pisa, our party's Commission on Crime has already produced an interim report. Already. We are presently constituting a commission on education reform. We know that education is too sacred an institution to be wasted and exposed to the recklessness of this government.
Mr. Thorne scrutinized the Bail Act and called on government to do more about the issue of crime.
The people of Barbados must now ask this government why there has been a rush of legislative activity only in recent times. The citizens have felt a quiet and abiding discomfort at this government's apparent inertia and reluctance to pass genuinely tough criminal legislation. The government passed a weak bail act in response to my call for tough and resolute legislation to deal with the problem of recidivism by persons already on bail for serious offences. As a lawyer, I must be concerned for the rights of the individual. I am repeating my call for anti-gang legislation, demanding that the government save the lives of our young men from weekly murderous death.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Political scientist Dr. George Bell thinks some Democratic Labour Party members have essentially won the internal leadership struggle by persuading opposition leader Ralph Thorne to cross the floor and having former President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood ousted. Dr. Bell is of the view that the Dr. Yearwood ouster was the intention from the beginning and calls it a palace coup. His comments follow last weekend's contentious DLP annual conference.
I think Mr. Thorne was sought after, as I said from the beginning as well, in order to rid the party of somebody who people with a stake in the party felt was carrying the party in a direction that would alienate it from itself. And the former Prime Minister had said that during the period, Mr. Stewart, that they had to recover who they were. And therefore, the intention was to get rid of Dr. Yearwood. And that was settled before the conference. The first day, the conference seemed to be going okay. The second day, the only challenge that Dr. Yearwood could make at that stage was a mass challenge, which he attempted to do. And it failed because the conference was able to continue the next day. It was able to bring the last day under control.
Dr. Bell also reacted to the news that a new senator will be joining Ryan Walters in the upper house from September. He says there were signs of a divide between Senator Tricia Watson and Mr. Thorne.
As leader of the opposition, Mr. Thorne has the right to appoint two senators, and it's his choice. It has nothing to do with anybody's performance or anything like that. He can decide who is to go in the Senate, and he has decided now to change two people that are in the Senate. He's kept one, and he thinks he's going to change the other. And there were certain signals to say that Ms. Watson has not been really cooperating with him in the most effective way, and therefore he's saying, well, she's not an independent senator. She's the senator appointed by him. And therefore, she's not been satisfying his needs in the Senate. So I think that is quite understandable in relation to his decision.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell. Political strategist Hartley Henry sees a need for the opposition leader Ralph Thorne to mend fences within the Democratic Labour Party and to bring some disaffected members back into the fold. He was commenting on last weekend's contentious DLP annual conference. Mr. Henry sees positives for Mr. Thorne from the outcome, but also has some advice.
I think Mr. Thorne would have come out of this one having scored some points. I think Saturday evening, it appeared like all mayhem would have ensued on Sunday. And to have rescued the situation on Sunday and in the end have a successful conclusion to the conference, I think all credit to the leader of the opposition and to the political leader of the party. But as I said, you do have to get your base together to be a serious political party. And whether he can now mend those fences, whether you can see persons like some of the leading personalities, the Undine Whittakers, the Miss Bat, those persons, if you can see them making their way back to George Street under this new leadership, that is left to be seen.
Political strategist Hartley Henry. And finally, the psychiatric hospital says it is investigating an incident which resulted in the unnatural death of a patient. 50-year-old mental patient Noel Hoyt died following a fight with another inmate at the institution on Sunday night. In a statement from the director of the psychiatric hospital, David Leacock, said the Barbados Police Service is working closely with the hospital's administration and Ministry of Health and Wellness to thoroughly probe the matter. Mr. Leacock gave the assurance that an internal review will be conducted to assess and reinforce protocols for the safety and well-being of patients and staff. He offered condolence to the family and loved ones of the deceased. Recapping the headlines. A man shot dead at Black Rock, St. Michael. Another is injured in a separate shooting at Kendall Hill Christ Church. Police identify the victim in a fatal car collision at 6 Road, St. Philip. Political scientist George Bell terms the year would ouster a successful DLP palace coup. And DLP political leader Ralph Thorne urged to bring the disaffected members back into the fold. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.